Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I have Robin Perry Braun in studio with us this morning. Dr. David Young is going to be calling in. I miss having him in studio, though, don't you?
I know. He has such great energy.
He does. And you know the thing I love this about all people, and it's very rare, especially in this business, is somebody who's humble.
Yes.
You know, not arrogant, but really humble. And they know a lot of stuff, but they don't tell you how smart they are every single minute of the day. I mean, that's so refreshing when you find someone like that. So I miss you, Dr. David Young.
Yes.
And
they wait till you ask for advice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They always want to give you their advice. They're an expert in everything, right?
So. Yes. I understand.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I have some freedom. Thank Lord God Almighty. I'm free at last.
Yay.
I shut down the spa and I feel amazing. And
wow, that's awesome.
I think we're going to move it down the street. Not sure yet. Don't care. Don't care. Just
enjoying
not having
a
any
little bit of time off.
Oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh. You know what it's like to not have to go in there tonight and babysit and make sure that the floors are clean properly or the windows are clean? There's an idea.
You don't realize how much weight you carry until it gets lifted off.
Oh my gosh.
You feel that relief.
I feel so much relief. I can't even tell you. Yeah. Now, we still have to do the move and everything. And that's going to be difficult. In fact, I'm going to race right from here to start packing things up. I've got two crews, but just to not have to manage people for a couple of months is going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
It's just going to be so awesome. And I'll tell you what, America is in trouble because our workforce has never been sloppier and they've never been weaker. And I know why people don't give. I know now. I mean, I just always thought, oh, you do the right things, it'll come back to you. But if I had to do it over again, shutting down Adrift, I would give no one any warning whatsoever.
Right.
No heads up.
Their attitude changes.
Their attitude changes. I'm just glad that it's over. I'm glad that it's over and it'll be sold. But I'm not going to stop floating. Can't wait to put that float tank my garage.
Yeah,
so we're going to have float parties.
Yay!
And only cool people can come over.
Good.
Only the
That's
cool
good.
People.
You know, I'll tell you, my daughter is on a fast track through the company she's in. And, you know, I was just raised with a really, really hard work ethic. And because I wasn't we weren't highly affluent, we raised our children to start working at a young age. And they, you know, had to get a job for spending money as teenagers. And she and her husband both have an amazing work ethic. His family was similar. And it's just amazing nowadays with millennials.
Much entitlement. I mean,
yeah.
It
and
makes
when they have a work
crazy.
Ethic, when they have that really hard work ethic, they
excel.
It's recognized and they excel. So
they
it's really
excel.
Benefited her and her husband to. So, you know, I kind of. We always go through this. Other moms give their kids more than I can give my kid. And then you look at the fruit that's produced when you teach your kid that life, you know, you got to work hard and that not everything's easy and handed to you and it's good to struggle. And there's some really positive things that come out of things being hard.
I was saying this morning to someone that I can't believe my mom's been dead 12 years already. She had a really bad accident, died too young. But God, do I miss her so much. And she gave me such incredible tools, so much discipline. My mother would make schedules because we had 8 brothers and sisters, okay?
Right.
So my mother would make work schedules and she would check it. I don't know how she found the time to do it and be a nurse and a wife, you know? And so
that's incredible.
But she would, we would even have to dust the, what do you call it? Not the floor.
The mantle.
The floorboards. What do you call them?
Yeah. The baseboards.
Baseboards. Right. My mother, that was part of the duty. So we had to dust the baseboards. We had to iron the sheets. She kept every one of us busy every single day.
Wow.
And instilled such an incredible work ethic in all of us that I it's missing in America right now. We've got a bunch of pansies.
Well,
seriously.
And you know, I mean,
except for Lexi.
Yeah, and
Lexi
is
awesome. She really is. She is a jewel piece.
She is not
your typical.
No,
this girl will do anything with no attitude. Never complains about anything.
She's been
amazing.
Thank
just amazing.
You. And
you
know,
really
I really
are. I'm not
I really
just saying
think
that.
A part of it is that when we have more than we had growing up, we want to bless our children.
Right.
But we and we also kind of want to keep up with the way everybody else is blessing them. And so we don't realize that, you know, in our desire for our children not to suffer, we also keep them from doing things that are hard, that build their interior fortitude and their ability to just persevere in life.
Well, and how can you have compassion for other people when you've never walked in their shoes? You know, when you've never had to work really hard for everything that you have. You do a child no favor when you hand everything to them. And you also lead by example, too.
Right.
You know, my daughter called me last night when I was in the spa, still working there, cleaning, making sure right up until the moment that door was closed that everything was as it should have been. And even then, with all that attention, my employees failed me in a couple of areas. And I'm just kind of hurt. I'm hurt about it because it was disrespectful. But she said to me, "Mom, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Man, I'm just really proud of you for still being there right up until the moment we locked the door and doing the right thing and hugging your customers and thanking them and making sure that there was, you know, just everything
right
up until the end, because that's the way you're supposed to do things."
And that modeling to your child is really powerful.
Yeah. No, I agree. I totally agree. And well, we have a really great show coming up today. You're going to be talking about Are Beautiful People Happier? I'm just going to say, I'm not so sure about that. I guess it depends upon the beauty.
That's right.
Yeah. Because beauty is, as you know, it's more than skin deep.
That's right.
If you're beautiful and you're a witch, nobody wants to be around you. I mean, seriously.
Amen.
And then Dr. David Young is going to be calling in, talking about how to avoid destructive conflict. And Danny, I don't know, Danny, are you and Robin? You know, Danny's recovering from his surgery, and his beautiful nurse is right beside him today, Robin. And she's actually sat at this mic before because she's done radio for years. And so
awesome. You
guys going to pop on the air and talk about your conflict this morning, Danny? Little baby bear in there. And he's done this to me, too, Danny. He's yelled at me before, too, and upset me, and I have to just let it roll off me like a duck.
I just wish David was here because, you know.
There's no other testosterone in the room.
Yes, I was an ass. I am an ass.
You are sometimes, but that's okay. We all are. We all are.
Yeah.
But at least you're humble enough to admit it and recognize it, and so that is good.
But yeah, so when are we talking about, is that 15?
You know, I don't know because I was so busy. I don't know what time he's calling in, Lexi.
He's going to be first.
Okay. He's going to be first on the menu.
So
we're going to talk about how to breathe. I could use some of that. You
know? Yeah, breathing's good.
I tell you, breathe out. Yeah, yeah. All these people. I don't know where to go next. Okay, let me talk about broccoli.
What the hell?
Well, talk about broccoli.
Well, okay, a couple things. So I got Men's Health and Men's Fitness and, you know, Read Her Dirty Mind. Wow.
Uh-huh. Right.
18,000 women spill their secrets. And then Red Meat, the New Health Food. This is so crazy. It goes from that to Red Meat, the New Health Food, to this. Vegetables build as much muscle, as much lean muscle as meat. So it's like, but broccoli really, first of all, did you know that broccoli was invented by Italians, that they were the first ones to
of
cultivate
course.
It?
Well, it ends in an I. If it ends in a consonant, we know it's not an English word.
And it just happens to be
vowel.
One of the most powerful, if not the quintessential vegetable out there. It is like the master vegetable of all vegetables.
Yes.
It really, really is. You cannot get enough broccoli. Okay.
That's awesome.
And it's Italian too. Did you know that, Danny? I think we talked about this before, the history of broccoli, but it helps your body use energy more efficiently. It slows age-related weight gain. It boosts eyesight and improves insulin sensitivity. And it says, in other words, it staves off many of the negative effects of aging. And this is a study that was done. Where was it done? I don't know.
Does broccoli have like different nutrients when you eat it raw rather than when you steam it?
I would imagine that it's probably better.
The main thing that
raw.
Happens cooking anything is it kills enzymes. So whenever we eat anything raw, it has live enzymes in it. And as soon as we apply heat, it begins to kill off the enzymes. So everything raw is better.
And I think the stalk is...
that's one of my favorite
parts. The florets or the stalk?
I love all of it.
Yeah. I love broccoli.
I love broccoli. Broccoli and hummus.
I don't like the way it smells, but I always put it with lemon and butter and then the Parmesan Reggiano on top. You steam it, you know, and it's just delicious. You see, when I say steam it, I mean you pour the water off and put the top on and let the natural steam melt the Reggiano. Yeah. But it says here that it says, love broccoli or hate it. You'll probably be wanting more of it once you read this article, packed with tons of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidant phytonutrients that help you stay fit and trim. Broccoli also contains niacin, a last vitamin B3, which helps create an enzyme, like you said, Robin, you're so smart, called NMN for nicotinamide something.
Wow, that's brave. That was good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
all right,
not an Italian word.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've got Dr. David Young coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300 or visit her at LynnRobertsMD.com.
One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Dan the Man, Lexi Brinkley. I have Robin Berklin in studio with me today, too. She is Danny's, Danny's
significant
other. And I have Robin Perry Braun and Dr. David Young, for those of you just now joining us and haven't heard Robin or Dr. David Young in the past. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. And Dr. David Young, I miss you. You are the clinical assistant professor in psychiatry at UT Southwestern Medical Center. He is licensed and he is a clinical psychologist in private practice here in Dallas, Texas. Love what we're talking about today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to be here with you.
I know. It's so weird to have you on the phone, but you know, change is good, right?
Yeah, I know. We'll just go with it, and I'm just glad to be on today.
How did you get to hear the opening?
I did not.
You did not. Okay.
I'm here in my office. Okay. Plugging away and taking a break to be with you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And so you're going to tell us how to avoid destructive conflict. And so tell us about this.
Okay. Well, you know, I really wanted to talk about conflict today and just how unavoidable it is and, you know, how to best get through it. You know, we all have conflict in our lives. And, in the middle of conflict, oftentimes we act out in destructive ways, mm-hmm. whether it's with our friend, a partner, family member, a coworker. And it's just, it can be so hard to deal with.
Oh. And this is perfect timing. It really is, because I had a little fit this morning. I'm just going to tell you here in the studio. I got a text from somebody that was so arrogant that and they're very critical. This person is very arrogant and they're very critical of everyone. Like they and it's like, wow, how do you even get out of your car? How do you get that head out of your car is what I wanted to say. I have not responded yet, but I'm so mad and I don't want any conflict. I just want them to quit trying to tell me what to do. And so what do you do with that?
Well, you know, and you bring up a good point. I mean, as soon as someone does this with us, it makes it so hard to respond. And, you know, I mean, we tend to want to respond in a conflictual manner. You know, we get angry, we get hurt, we want to, you know, be argumentative back. And the fact is that kind of never helps, does it?
Mm-mm. No, because you like I want to respond, but I can hear my father. And then Danny said, don't respond. Just don't respond. Silence is golden. I could hear my dad say that. But I feel like I have to get something off my chest in order. I'm tired of stuffing. I don't think it ever feels good to stuff your emotions down. Am I right?
Right. I mean, you've got to process what you're feeling. And I agree. I think sometimes you have to give yourself time to respond. You've got to kind of calm down, because if you're not calm, you're more biased to provide a particular kind of response, which mm-hmm. in itself is going to have its own kind of critical nature or kind of biting back.
Yeah.
And this kind of devolves relationships. So I wanted to talk about some breathing that you can do that can really help you kind of calm down.
I don't know if breathing would have helped me this morning, but I'm going to try. Okay, tell me what to do.
So I just want everybody to consider trying this and just kind of, you know, see how it works for you. So the breathing exercise that I want to recommend is that you, first of all, are trying to take in a lot of oxygen and breathe deeply. So you're trying to breathe into your stomach. So one way that you can do this is you just put a hand on your chest and a hand on your stomach, and then you breathe in deeply through your nose. And you want to feel your stomach really rising. So you're breathing way deeply into your abdomen. And so you want to breathe in for a count of four and feel your stomach expand. And you want to hold this breath for a count of four and then exhale slowly through your mouth to a count of about seven or eight.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to repeat this three or four times until you feel calm. And usually for me, if I do this three or four times, I can start to really actually notice the difference and feel calm.
Well, you're so cool and chill. It must work, because I don't know if your ears were ringing earlier, but I was just talking about, it's guys like you. You're so humble. You know, you're so genuinely kind. You're such a pleasure to be around. And people like that are. And so do you do this regularly, David?
Oh, you should ask my wife. I mean, it is hilarious. Like, I start to get kind of flustered or upset about something, or she, you know, needs to talk to me about something that I find stressful. And then she just starts laughing, because in the middle, like within like five words that she's uttering to me, I'm like, I just start breathing, you know, and so she laughs because she knows what it is I can and can't handle. But, you know, I just kind of do it in the moment, because I kind of have to, or else I feel, you know, sometimes too agitated to kind of even have a conversation about a topic that's hard for me.
Interesting. Okay, so I've got Robin Berkland here, and I've got Danny Miles, and they're both on the mic, and they had their first fight this morning, actually, and they're both a little taken back.
Well, yeah, the irony
I'll let them take it from here.
Okay, well, we've been on again, off again for 2.5 years, and the irony is that I remember one of our breakups, we said we should have fought more, and now I'm going, no, I don't think that was a good idea.
I think I said that.
You said that, and I agreed wholeheartedly, yes.
Well, you bring up a good point, Robin, because Dr. Young, isn't it true that if you don't fight at least a little bit, that you're not fully communicating with one another?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is just unavoidable. We all have our sensitivities and we're just going to get upset, you know, and so you don't want to hold that in. You want to be able to talk about it. And it's hard because it on the surface feels like it's a real conflict between me and you, that we're like a threat to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes we're really not a threat to each other. We act in threatening ways.
Well, I think with your breathing exercise, I like that idea. And that's something that like it takes 28 days to break a habit. But I think the knee-jerk reaction when two people basically feel hurt by each other and not appreciated, it's really hard to just stand there and breathe. And in this case, it was dealing with recovering from a very serious shoulder operation. And so the two of us worked very well together while the pain ball was – I would love to experience this pain ball, by the way, because I swear Danny and I were rolling around Walmart, you know, like, woo, this is funny. You just had surgery 24 hours ago. But when it wore off, the confusion set in because, you know – and this is kind of a topic for caregiving as well, I think. But, you know, you're in the realm of being there for that person. All of a sudden, they don't need you anymore, or all of a sudden, you're not doing something right, whereas before they didn't notice because they were so zoned out.
You know, I think you said it too, caregiving. Well, caregivers really take the brunt of a lot of...
Well, they
know,
do. They absolutely do.
And we can't negate the factor here that there's medication
exactly.
going on.
Exactly. Okay, so I just want to say, so you, and not that I'm judging you, but I think if I was in that situation, and because I practice this, the four agreements, you can't take it personal when somebody's on medication.
Okay, I'm going to back it up. No, he had been on the same medication throughout the whole weekend in addition to the pain ball. And it basically, I think what was really, really hard was that the things that we've been hoping to hear from each other have finally come to a wonderful, wonderful point in our relationship. And we're like, yeah, we're on, we're in, we're done with other people. We're so into each other for so many great reasons. And we really came to a great, it was almost like we were in our own little tree fort all weekend, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was very coherent. I mean, I'm making the pain ball sound like he was like, but then it broke. And it went totally to old behaviors and then topped it with yelling. And when it topped it with yelling, and I'm not going to fault, I mean, things escalate. I'm not saying that, you know. But I think that comes back to our childhood, too, and being the poster child of being in psychiatric situations because of my dad. When you go back to a yelling or you've divorced a yeller and now someone you love very deeply who has never screamed at you before is now screaming at you and you just treated them like a king. It, you know, you can do all the logic, meds are involved now that you want.
So, Dr. David,
you are.
What do you say to this, Dr. David Young?
Yeah, that it can be really triggering. And this is, you know, Robin's bringing up a great point that there's a sensitivity to yelling, that there is an automatic response to yelling. And so as soon as that happens, you're going to go into a kind of defense mode. And so the breathing exercise is meant to shift you out of a sympathetic response. So your autonomic nervous system kind of is responsible for regulating homeostasis in your body. And when you're under threat, you're kind of in a fight or flight mode. The sympathetic branch of your autonomic nervous system gets activated. And in that mode, you have a very hard time being empathic and understanding and responsive in a caregiving way. so you need to bring your caregiving mode back online and shift into a parasympathetic mode, which is responsible for rest and relaxation, recovery, and homeostasis. So that's the reason why we do the breathing exercise. And we are caregivers to each other in relationships, but when we're activated, we kind of immediately and unconsciously shift out of a caregiving mode, and we just need to get back into it.
Well, and so what does Danny need to do?
How about more meds?
Okay, what do you think,
sweetie? Robin, in that situation, do you think something triggered him to shift?
He said he was really frustrated. He said he was really frustrated, but he didn't know with what. And I'm like, well, okay.
I can speak for that.
Yeah.
What were you frustrated about, Danny? How did she make you feel?
Yeah.
It wasn't me. He said it wasn't me. Yeah, that's
no,
why I'm, like,
I was
what is it, then?
Just really agitated yesterday, and I don't know what it was.
It was probably withdrawals. That's what I'm saying. Maybe a factor of some med withdrawals.
That makes sense. Don't you think so, Dr. Young?
Yeah, it sounds So something as simple as that can provoke a conflict.
Okay. All right. Any last words you want to give us about conflict? Because we all have it every day.
I have a question, Dr. David Young. What about, like, and this is for a friend of mine with a child who's like 8 or 9, And he literally goes ballistic when that anger rises up in him and, you know, can't control this Hulk-like energy and adrenaline. What would you recommend for his parents to help him not hurt himself, others, or property?
Yeah, you know, I think that parents need to first and foremost support each other and be caregivers to each other so that they can be regulated enough to help the child contain its anger. The child needs to understand that there's kind of this safe containment mechanism that they have in their parents, and that everything's going to be okay.
And if
so
they're doing that, then
calm is so important.
Great advice. It really is. Thank you so much for calling in today, Dr. Young. We miss you.
Thank you. Miss you too. Take care.
All right. That's Dr. David Young. You can find all of our experts at oneliferadio.com. We'll be right back.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Love it, Danny Miles. What a great song to pick for this segment with Robin Perry Braun. We're talking about Our Beautiful People Happier. This is Bernadette, Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Robin Perry Braun. She is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She's also an emotion code energy practitioner. She does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Love what we're talking about
today. Thank you.
So many people think that if you're beautiful and you're rich, you got it all. Not true, right?
Not true. And so I wrote this, or we talking about this in response to an article in Psychology Today, whether they did some tests and interviews as to whether physically attractive people were happier. And one of the things they found that people who actually make a living from their looks, like models, you know, actors and actresses, actually have unusually low self-esteem.
And really?
And they really felt like part of that was because that their value was seen by other people for in a very superficial, shallow way and very fleeting, and not based on any other inherent skills or deeper qualities about the person. So I think that really reflects human nature, too, that you know, we want to be valued as people on a deep level.
Oh, absolutely.
And especially in, you know, with women, I want to say specifically, well, men too, in that there's this, you know, objectification is where we take a three-dimensional person and turn them into two-dimensional. And having been around modeling and a little bit over some years, I mean, they really actually are not treated very well. They're treated like coat hangers in what they do.
Yeah, that's really sad. It really, really is. So what does a person do? So if someone's born like really, really beautiful, how do they overcome this?
Well, you know, from an early age, we basically gather data on who we are based on the mirror of how other people respond to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that most people would agree that most babies are cute and adorable no matter what they look like, you know, and we don't look like we do when we're a baby, right? And so, you know, it really has to do with this fundamental reaction from people in your life that's more unconditional. You know, I love you when you laugh. I love you when you cry. I love you when you're happy. I love you when you're sad. I love you when you do well. I love you when you screw up. And so that kind of pervasive basis where there's not a focus just on an outer appearance thing is really where we build self-esteem.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm going to use you as an example, Lexi, because you are very beautiful.
Thank you.
You've been told that your whole life, and you are. You're she's just very beautiful. You're very blessed. Does it bother you that people focus more on that than they do what you know but what you look like?
Well, I mean, I think that...
Because you're an amazing person, too. You really, really are. This girl is just like, she's solid. She's completely solid gold.
Thanks.
And you are. And so you were raised really, really well. Kudos to both of your parents. But does it bother you when people focus more on what you look like? Do you feel like you get the same amount of respect? Or do your looks get in the way?
I feel like I don't want to sound like I'm...
Go ahead.
Just go ahead. Okay. No, you're not conceited. And we all know that.
I think in the workforce, it's always I have an advantage because I'm pretty, which is not a good thing to me because I want whatever I'm good at to be why I'm getting the job, not, you know what I mean?
It can be a disadvantage too. And that's kind of what we're talking about.
Or a disadvantage, because then you're
so beautiful that people will stumble on that, especially men, and maybe not treat you with the same respect that they would had you if looks didn't get in the way.
Well, and I think we have to look at that. A lot of our programming comes through elementary, middle, and high school. And so if you're a really beautiful girl in high school, you got two things going on. Other girls are jealous of you, and so they may not want to be your friend because they feel
bad around
you.
Women in general, why are women so jealous of other women?
Well,
I really have never understood that.
I think it's very cultural, too. I think there's a cultural component, and it is about acceptance. It's about... You know, so it men are very much still a part of that. It's what we decide in our society is valuable.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's how that woman reacts. So, you know, again, I'm using you as a good example. Lexi's very beautiful, but she's not arrogant. And she's very approachable. And I'm sure you have a ton of friends. I know you do. Because she doesn't intimidate other women that aren't maybe as beautiful as she is physically. She focuses more on the inside than the outside. I like that about you.
Wow. That was really sweet.
It's true.
It is. Oh, she's like, she's getting...
This is actually
Lexi feel good day.
Hey, well, we could do this every day.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So then the flip side too is boys may feel inadequate around the beautiful girl. So she feels rejected. She doesn't have any friends. Nobody really, you know, they say the prettiest girl is home on Saturday night. That old saying. And so that could be one end of the spectrum. Or you could have the girl that we see in all these, you know, teenage movies where she's very arrogant and haughty and she's mean and she feels superior to everybody else and everybody kind of worships and idolizes her. So then we kind of have that other end of the spectrum.
Well, and then you have that mentality, and actually somebody on the show said this once back about a year ago, that you, you know what, a 10, but you marry a 7.
Right.
Is that because men are be so insecure they're afraid that they're going to lose her because she's too pretty?
I think this goes back to the point I wanted to make, which is a lot of what my whole kind of message is understand how to quantify energy and understand frequency and vibration. And so if the quantum physics, law of attraction basically says you get what you believe. So if I believe I'm attractive, but I also believe I'm kind and I believe I'm nice and I believe that people like me and I believe that I'm a good friend and I believe I'm approachable, then I'm going to attract what I believe. So I'm going to attract that reinforcement from people, but I'm probably also going to attract people like me, okay, in the sense of my standards would be I don't gossip or slander and I'm kind, so I don't really am going to have a high tolerance level for other people gossip or slander or mean. So like attracts like. So in the same thing in a relationship is if I'm beautiful but I have poor self-esteem, I might attract the beautiful guy, but he may also have poor self-esteem. And then we have not a great relationship.
Mm.
So if this idea of like attracts like is, you know, beauty is a component. But I do want to add a factor here in that we are wired to be drawn to things that are beautiful. I mean, look at nature.
Oh,
look at flowers. Look at trees. We are wired to be drawn to that. But quantum physics will basically tell us that that physical beauty is only one component.
Oh, look at the movie.
The cumulative
I know you're
going to
laugh, but the movie The Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
She, I love that movie because she fell in love with who he was
inside
and not what he looked like. And that's what's the most important, because at the end of the day, when you're having sex, you can close your eyes if you want.
Well, and you know, the point is once you get to know.
It doesn't even matter, because when you love them in the inside,
it's the way you feel when you're with them.
It's the way you feel when you're with them. The looks don't matter.
And you know, once you get to know somebody, you kind of stop looking at them physically.
Absolutely.
You're seeing a person, not a image, not a face.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's happened to me several times in my life. It really has.
I have to tell a funny story. My friend did this.
Okay.
So, and she's quite outspoken. So she's at a restaurant and she sees a table across from her and these two really pretty, like, college age girls. And she used to run a magazine and she used to, you know, like, hire models. And so she's really admiring this girl. And so I guess she's staring a little too long, and this girl's with her friends, and the girl looks at her and, like, sticks her tongue at her and makes a face. And so before she leaves, she gets up and she walks over to the table and she says, "Excuse me." She goes, "You know, I was just admiring how beautiful you really are." And she goes, "But, you know, my mother always told me beauty is as beauty does."
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "And I guess I was mistaken."
Oh, my gosh. Set that
how
girl
cool.
straight.
And her friends just bust out laughing.
That's funny. But it is true.
Yeah.
You know, it is. Pretty is, it's pretty does is what we used to say.
Yeah, but pretty is pretty does.
Yeah.
So I
all right. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about with this. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
You and me, we were the pretenders. We let it all slip away. In the end, what you don't surrender, well, the world just strips away.
All right. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I love this song, Danny. You always mess me up when you play this song. I just love it. I love this is one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs.
I love Bruce.
Yeah, I do too. I was actually listening to this in my car later on, or earlier today. So anyway, welcome back to
One. I like that. You were listening to this car later.
Later on in my car today.
I have had no sleep. So
I got a ticket today. I never get a ticket.
No.
I never break the law. I did an illegal U-turn. I didn't see the U-turn sign. And of course, there was a motorcycle cop turning right, as I was doing my illegal U-turn. I didn't even know why he pulled me over because I did not see the sign.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm like, well, let's talk about
I do
about
illegal U-turns all the time.
I do too, but I do it very safely.
And I do too. And I always look around.
I have to do this. I don't do it just like whenever I
feel
like.
I don't
only
even
when
do
I'm
it
desperate.
Where it's stupid to have one. I like to turn in and then turn around down the road. Anyway, I'm not mad about it. It was like, well, better now than some $800 fine, you know.
Yeah, and so my words are jumbled because I had no sleep last night, literally none. My little baby threw up in my car on the way back from piano, and then she told her friend, it's because my mom's driving. I'm like, you did not say that. I'm going to beat your you-know-what for saying that.
So you weren't going 100 miles an hour at that particular moment.
I just accelerated right before she vomited, but so she was trying to blame it on me. But she was up all night long throwing up. With a fever, and you know, I don't give them anything to bring the fever down. I let her body do the natural thing, so it'll kill the virus.
Yeah,
and she'll be well much faster. And so I was up pretty much the whole night.
What a good mom.
Yeah. You know what? That's the best part of being a mom, though. That's when you really get to exhibit your skills as a mother, in my opinion.
Just being with them when they feel bad.
And it's the best feeling in the world to love on your baby like that when they're sick and they need their mama. And I'm such a mama bear today. I have so much love in my heart because of it. I do. But I can't speak well. But anyway, I love what we're talking about today. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She's also an emotion code energy practitioner and does Skype sessions all over the world. She uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. And today we're talking about are beautiful people happier and richer people too. So let's talk about rich people. What are they happier, Robin?
Well, I think they have one less problem than people who don't have money
Not
have.
Not really, though, because more money, more problems.
Well,
I'm here to tell you.
That's often true. And a lot of rich people are really afraid of losing. Once they get that money, then their securities, and they're afraid.
Yes.
So, no,
you
absolutely.
You forget what it's like to eat popcorn for dinner. Like, seriously. And you get fearful that you don't want to go back.
You're fearful of losing.
Yes.
You become afraid of losing what you've gained.
Yes.
So, no, I would choose rich over poor any day, but certain circumstances or environments that go along with money can lend itself to more dysfunctional behavior. You know, if your allowance for your teenager is a couple hundred dollars every weekend, he has access to drugs, who doesn't get an allowance is less likely to have as good of access.
I think being in the middle is always best.
Yes.
Did you see on social media the story about Bruno Mars and where they lived in? You didn't see it?
No,
oh,
I didn't.
Gosh. You'll have to look
A beautiful person, by the way.
I actually put it on our Facebook
I love
page.
Bruno.
Yeah.
But it was how he lived in this abandoned. I think it was like a zoo couple of years, and sometimes they didn't have heat or water or anything.
Yeah.
But he was so incredibly humble and such a beautiful heart. I put it on the Facebook page,
heart.
I believe, this morning.
Along the lines, either way, is back to this idea of we attract what we believe, and so if I believe that my only value is my looks, then I'm always suspicious that the only reason people want to be my friend is because I'm beautiful. I have a girlfriend, and she is just beautiful. And her biggest thing growing up was nobody told her how smart she was.
Oh, yeah. No.
So she struggles with this wanting to, win people over with how smart she is.
Yeah. No.
So it's like, so it really comes down to still that deep sense of feeling valued, and that's an authentic thing. That's like somebody knows my good, bad, and ugly, and I still feel valued by them. And that's really kind of where that sense of fulfillment is. But I wanted to talk a minute about job interviewing and this idea that statistically more attractive people are more likely to get a job over less attractive people.
Oh,
and that's what this
story and they
said.
Don't have to work as hard. They rely on their looks instead of their brains or their brawn or any of it.
And I don't know, at some point, though, and this is back to the energy you give off of what is going on inside eventually does come out. And things like, if somebody's more tied to the bottom line of the company than, looking at you every day, then there is going to be that more objective weighing as to performance. Now, if you're kind of you're manipulative with your looks, then you may get away with stuff that other people won't, but it doesn't really serve you in the long run. But even just little things like, it really is about how you feel. You can feel beautiful even if objectively you don't get feedback from other people that you're like top 10.
Yeah.
But just, you know, accessories and hair and makeup and
what
nails
comes out of your
as
mouth
a woman
is the most beautiful.
Well, it is.
Piece
but
the
bottom line is a feeling. If I feel really pretty in a certain outfit, then I give off a different energy mm-hmm. when I don't feel like I look good in something.
Yeah.
So there
I
really
have on
is
the same yoga pants that
in.
I slept in last night.
I came fresh face today.
You did.
No
She's
makeup.
Got no makeup on today.
I didn't touch
so,
my hair.
So, Lexi, do you feel more beautiful when you wear makeup than when you don't?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I don't feel very cute today.
Okay.
You are
that's
cute,
all right.
though.
That's all right.
I mean,
you're
always cute. But the thing of really like this idea of how I feel really matters. And this, you know, we use this to sell cars. We use this to sell stuff. But how I feel really does matter because it does, our beliefs are created during states of heightened emotion. Mm-hmm. So the more I do things to make myself feel beautiful, the more I believe I'm beautiful, and then the more I send out a message to other people that is attractive. So there is something, now I'm not talking about cosmetic surgery. Usually that's, you know, rooted in a perfectionistic mentality, and mm-hmm. it's a little bit dysfunctional. But I'm just talking about doing things within my reach to feel more beautiful, men and women.
Oh, yeah. Men are
grooming, just
absolutely.
Clothing, all that.
Well,
working
I know.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know that you say that happiness is deeply tied to inner fulfillment. What do you want people to know about that?
Well, again, I think how I feel about myself, if I feel good, if I feel productive, if we are wired to need to feel fulfilled in some portion of our life, whether it's our work, our family, our hobby, we have that need. And if we had all the money in the world and we were gorgeous, and that's a little bit of this thing they came up with the models, is the models don't necessarily feel like they're using their real skills. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't feel fulfilled. So that fulfillment is that deepest sense of I have a place in the world and the way, and how I function matters, and it matters to somebody and myself, and that fulfillment, that peace, that joy, and that happiness that comes from that really does exude a message that I send out energetically. We are like icebergs, and we're only about 5% of aware, but we're communicating energetically all day long, and we're not even aware of the messages we're sending out. But it's what's deep inside of us that's creating those messages, good, bad, and ugly. So
yeah, I couldn't agree more. Lexi, do you agree? Danny, do you agree? Do you feel that way, that people
totally.
Can pick up on your energy?
Absolutely.
Your body, just even your body movement, how you hold your body, how the eye contact that you make. I think eye contact is so incredibly important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because really the eyes are the window to the soul. Let me just share.
I love staring into someone's eyes yeah. when I'm talking to
well,
them.
Well, let me just share a study they did. So they looked at nursing moms and they hooked brain things up to their brain, mm-hmm. electrodes. And just by moms staring in their eye, the same activity in the mom's right brain was going on in the child's right brain.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
So you're communicating right brain to right brain when you gaze in someone's eyes. There's communication going on.
I couldn't agree more. And it's I think someday they'll be able to prove it. They'll be able to quantify it and like where you download information just through eye contact.
Yes, absolutely. And they have quantified it with some of these studies because now they can measure brain scans
okay.
as to what's going
well,
on.
Well, like you just said, but
yeah.
I just think it's just not mainstream enough yet. That belief that you can totally communicate with someone simply by looking in their eyes.
Absolutely. We are totally communicating what we think, feel, and believe all the time.
Well, what else do you want people to know about beautiful people?
About beautiful people.
The beautiful people.
Well, it's just really, you know, that pretty woman, she needs to be told she's beautiful as much as the woman who's not
yeah.
or as beautiful. I think that if we would just walk around with the intention of affirming people
right.
and giving really sincere compliments,
mm-hmm.
you look really pretty today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't
Even
mean the other day
things.
She don't, but it just, you look really pretty today. I love your boots. I love what you're wearing. I love your smile today. You have the best smile. I love your hair. I'm very intentional when I walk into a restaurant to look for people who I can compliment because we just don't know. And my love language, one of them is words. So
Me too.
We just don't know how much that means to somebody to just affirm them and encourage them.
I've told the story many times. I don't have. We're gonna run out of time here. I'll save it for next time. My story about in Central Market, right after I got divorced, my first Christmas, and this Latino gentleman, said one thing to me, and it changed the whole holiday for me. It's a beautiful story. I'll share it another time. You know what? Thank you so much, Robin. Always love having you on the show. And thank you to our sponsors, Sun Warrior, the founders Denley and Jan Falk, and Nick Stern, our pioneers in the raw plant-based products industry. Love those guys. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract. Crazy Water, the all-natural mineral water that's been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. And Squatty Potty, if you don't have one, you certainly need to get one, because I'm going to tell you, proper elimination is a game changer. All right, everyone, listen to us on iHeartMedia. Download the free app. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.